This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, so I get in here, I fire up the text line. I can tell exactly who was working the night before, if there was a pit game or not, if there's all kind of angry texts to Zeiss.
Right.
Or not. I could sit, go back and scroll through, and I do that for some ideas to see what the feedback is. To see, you got to read the room. You know,
sure.
take a lesson from
what people have been talking about.
Chase Claypool, read the room. Make sure you're not tone deaf about things. And I go and I do that every morning when I get in here, and after I start to plan a couple things, just read the room. You know, one thing that I see more often than I thought I'd ever see this year, as the Steelers have ebbed and flowed and gone back and forth, and especially after losses in the week after losses, the morning after, if you will, is Steeler fans are spoiled. And it's not the same number that's texting again and again and again, because we got some jokers that'll text the same thing. You know, you can see what line, text line, what number it's coming from. Steeler fans are spoiled. And you know, I take everything and look at it and say, I value everyone's opinion, so let me think about that for a little bit, no matter how off the wall it seems to be, unless it's like a personal attack, I don't even deal with it. But then I like to think about everyone's opinion. And so I tried to think about it, and we had a discussion, you and I did, because I presented that to you this morning. Steeler fans are spoiled. Are Steeler fans really spoiled if the last time they saw a Super Bowl victory was in the year 2009 after the 08 season? How old... Think about, you could be a 17-year-old kid. Go with that. You could be a 17-year-old kid.
You could be you could be an adult right now. You could be a full-fledged adult. You could be 18, right? In your freshman year of college, okay? And you might not remember the last Super Bowl victory or parade because you would have been 6 then. I mean, that's not spoiled. That's me or you in the late 80s, early 90s, being told all the time about what it was like in the late 70s and never getting to experience it ourselves, right?
Right.
We are now 30 years down the road, and again, I make that comparison all the time to the late 80s, early 90s, end of the Knoll era, beginning of the Cowher era, because it feels like we are in a lot of the same lanes now, again, 30 years later. And that includes where, you know, I remember talking to my family down south in Texas and Louisiana when I was a little kid. And they're like, oh, you're a Steelers fan. You guys win. No, I was born in 1979, the fall of 1979. I haven't seen the Steelers win.
Are
right?
we really that spoiled that since 18, it's 9-6-1, 8-8, 12-4 after then a big collapse, and 5-5-1 right now? Are we really that spoiled?
If you're 18 years old, the farthest you've seen the Pittsburgh Steelers progress that you can really remember is a conference championship game where they got handled by the Patriots, right? You're not spoiled. You want to have your own parade. You want to have your own championship.
Are you really that spoiled that in the last 5 playoff games, you've seen them beat the Dolphins with Matt Moore, beat the Kansas City Chiefs with a bunch of field goals, and lose to the Patriots, the Jaguars, and the Browns? Are you really that spoiled?
I don't think so.
When I see that, I don't want to have a knee jerk, and that's why I want to go ahead and talk this through, because there are two sides to it. There are definitely people who feel that way. Man, you've had such a run of success. Well, you know what? Here's the thing. It's a capped league, and so it's not there should be a bounce back.
Here's where I'll say you can describe yourself if you're a Steelers fan. And I've made mention of this when we talk about Penguins fans being spoiled in the past, right? You can consider yourself not spoiled, because spoiled makes it sound like you're not grateful for anything at all, right? But you can find your expectations have been spoiled a bit because you are a fan of a team that is constantly, always, every August in someone's conversation about contending for a championship, right? Even if they're not totally, if it's not totally validated, people talk about your team all the time and them being not just competitive, but being a playoff team every single year. So you come to just those expectations. I don't want to say you become numb to it, but you do to a certain extent. We become numb to, oh, we're going to the playoffs. Great. Okay. That's supposed to happen. So your expectations can get a little bit spoiled, but to say that Steeler fans on the whole are spoiled by what we've seen over the last 10 to 12 years, I would have to disagree with that because over the last 10 to 12 years, at least again, in my opinion, it's been no better than those 10 to 12 years that we got between the last Super Bowl of the 70s and the beginning of the Cowher era.
No, I agree with you. Scotty's in Boise. Scotty, good morning to you. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call, man.
Certainly,
hey,
yeah.
A few things I just wanted to touch on. You know, I was thinking maybe Kevin Colbert maybe needs to go, you know? I don't really, you know, think anything that he's done is real special the past few years with these draft picks. A couple other things I just want to mention, and I'm going to listen to you guys off the air, okay? Pittsburgh winning 8 or 9 games this year is only going to kill us in the draft, okay? I'm not saying they should go out and lose games, but they're not a Super Bowl team this year. Also, their line is really bad. We all know this. But Bush and Edmonds are just god-awful, okay? And one last thing, and I'm going to listen to you off the air, guys, is Edmonton and the Penguins tonight, man. That's going to be a great game.
There it is.
That's
Scott,
only like 12 hours north.
Call, I know. Guys. Scotty and Boise.
It's only like 12 hours north of you, Scotty.
You can watch that game at a regular time.
Yeah.
So thank you much.
Enjoy the potato bowl. It's 3 weeks from
is entitled today. The right word or not?
Maybe that's it. Yeah, I mean, you can become entitled.
But they told us they're supposed to be good every year. That's different. That's different than Jacksonville stinking.
Oh,
that's different than the Jets stinking. Like, I'm told every year by the coach, by the owner, by the general manager, that the expectation, and so if that's their expectation, why shouldn't it be mine?
No, and that's fair. I think of entitled in this way, right? Like, I get mad at my kids sometimes because they just expect that they're going to, you know, get, for example, a new pair of spikes for baseball or softball in the spring, right? Whereas I wore the same ones for 2 or 3 years in a row when I was a kid because we just didn't have the money for it. That's entitled, right? You come to expect something. So it's not necessarily spoiled. Spoiled is, like I said, you're no longer appreciative of what you have. And that's why I don't think spoiled applies here because they don't have enough to be spoiled if you're a Steelers fan right now. Entitled, yeah, I think that's probably more accurate because you go into every year with the hope and the belief that the organization has done everything they can to set it up for a run of some sort. And when you see that not come to fruition, or you can see for yourself with the naked eye before the season even starts that that's not realistic, then yeah, you are disappointed. And it's the road to disappointment is much shorter here than it is in places like you said, Jacksonville or Atlanta or Arizona.
Right.
You know, our road to disappointment is very short.
Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.